Hello everyone, it is the 14th of September 2015. It's 12:30 UK time and it's raining and very miserable outside. I thought I'd come on here and give you a quick update as to how things are going with myself and Iris. Well, I'm pleased to announce that we qualified last week on the 7th of September, so that were really good. I had Tuesday and Wednesday off, no training, and then Thursday and Friday I had some training, taking Iris on tram, because she'd never been on tram before, and to Crystal Peaks, which is our local shopping centre, so we did a couple of routes there, just to get her used to going there, and that's been fine, so all good. So she's mine now. She's we've got her harness, and I've paid me 50p. Crossed the T's, dotted the I's, signed the paperwork all last week. So really good, because it were a nice day as well. So we had a good day to qualify on. And we've been out most days, really. Tuesday we went out, Wednesday we went out, Thursday we had to do this training, and Friday we had to do training, and Saturday we went to a pub to meet Dominic's sister and a partner, and Dominic's brother, who was over from America, and his partner, and we went with Dominic's mum and we had a meal, and it was really nice. I've never met Dominic's brother before, so he's been away a long time. They were trying to work out how long he's been. It's 14 to 16 years, so we said 15 because it's somewhere in the middle. That's a long time to be away. He hadn't been home before, so he's come home and for a visit, and he's been travelling around country, so had a good experience, I think. So I'm not sure when he's going back, and we'll probably see him again before he goes. So it was really nice. So Iris did really well, to say that there were quite a few people there that she'd never met, in a place that she'd never been to before. She was a bit giddy at first, which is to be expected, because that's just her. But she was really good. She never moved. She laid down next to my chair, because I was sat in a corner, so there was plenty of room for her. She laid down next to my chair, and she never moved. Never moved, not once. Never moved when waitress were bringing food. Never moved. Only time she did move were to get comfortable, and when Leslie's partner was stroking her, but he did ask first, so there we are. And obviously when we got up to go, she moved, so and then yesterday we went to my friend's, and she's got a cat, which was also interesting, because I don't know if Iris has ever seen a cat before. She probably has, but I don't know. That was quite an interesting experience, because Billy, my friend's cat, has got used to Johnny. And he saw a black dog walking. Oh, it's John. And then realised it wasn't Johnny. Well, he started to growl. He was making this ooh kind of noise. And then he scuttled off into another room. And then he eventually, as time went on, he eventually started to come closer into the living room. And then he popped his head round the door. And then he got his favourite perch. And that were it then. He growled a little bit. And Iris were making a wittery whiny noises, because she wanted to get to him. But she were really good. You know, she just laid where she was. To be honest, she did get up a couple of times, and I took her tea so that I could feed her. And when we went in the kitchen, she did attempt to eat Billy's biscuits. So she got told off. But apart from, oh, and she won't go to the toilet. So I'm going to have to work on that. Because Johnny wouldn't go to the toilet at first because Johnny wouldn't do leash relief. So I'm hoping that Iris does because she's really, really fast and I don't fancy letting her off anywhere, you know, that she's not used to, not yet. And I don't want her going on grass yet because I don't want her to think that she can just go to the toilet on our garden when she's got a perfectly good run there, which is concrete. So I was trying to encourage her to have a wee on near my friend's garage, but she weren't having any of it, so she were absolutely busting by the time we got home, bless her. But then I thought, well, if she's that desperate to go, she'll go anyway, you know. So that was that. So it's all good, and I'm really pleased that I've done. I know guide dogs are due to come back, I think, in about 6 weeks' time. I don't think they're coming back to do any more training this week. But they said they would let me know, but I've got a feeling they won't be. I'm just happy to get on with it now. I want to get on with my life and not have to put my days on hold to be in for a certain time for an instructor to come. But I am going to ask about this leash relief thing, so we'll see. Anyway, I shall leave you all in peace and I'll be back, not on my own channel, but on another one with some questions and advice. So there we are. All right then, bye for now.